Tiny Talk, episode 23. In this episode, things we think about games and play unsafe. Welcome to Tiny Talk, a podcast about mushes and other text-based virtual worlds. I'm your host, Javelin. This episode, I want to talk about a couple of books I've read recently that have a lot to say to role players, including mush role players. But first, a little user feedback from episode 22, Tales of a Fourth Grade Something.
Hi, Javelin. This is Bryce, or otherwise known as Mal from Serenity Mush. Just wanted to touch base with you and find out how things were going on Tiny Talk. I just heard the last episode, Tales of the Fourth Grade Something. And I just thought that it was wonderful to hear those young voices talking about interactive fiction the same way that, you know, we all do. And I thought that that was encouraging because it really answers the question, is mushing going to die? Well, not if kids like that are interested in doing what we do on a regular basis. I found it fascinating that he was able to actually put it into his curriculum, working with kids. A little worried about some of the subject matter available within the mushing community, but as long as they keep it clean, I think it's cool to have kids, you know, take a look at it. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Thanks so much for the call. We always look forward to hearing feedback from our listeners. If you read community.penmush.org, you'll know that I recently posted a link to Rafe Koster's Laws of Online World Design page, which lists a whole bunch of maxims and observations about building and running MUDs that are often wry and thought-provoking. In a similar vein, I've recently read two interesting books, both available for purchase from Indie Press Revolution, both of which focus on designing and playing games, especially role-playing games. The first is Things We Think About Games by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, published by Gameplaywright Press. The book consists of 127 thoughts by the authors and other contributors, and two essays, Seven Lessons Learned from World of Warcraft and Five Elements. Most of the contributors are people who are familiar names in the world of indie role-playing, like Fred Hicks, Ken Height, and others. What kind of thoughts are we talking about here? Let me give you a few examples. Number 15. If a video game isn't fun early on, it probably isn't going to be fun later on. Number 95. From the most important to the least important, these are the critical factors that will determine whether you will enjoy playing a given game. A. Whether you're in a mindset to enjoy playing a game. B. Whether you enjoy the company of the people you're playing with. And C. Whether the game design is any good. Corollary. It's much better to play an RPG with a good game master than to play a good RPG with a bad game master. Number 127. Design for good players. Most of these thoughts also include a paragraph or two explaining or expanding on the idea. The Five Elements essay at the end by S. John Ross discusses the power of cliché, combat, fellowship, anarchy, and enigma. As you can see, the thoughts here are broad and pithy, and often designed to apply to games in general. Board games, tabletop games, role-playing games, video games. You're not likely to agree with all of them, or find them all equally insightful, but there are a lot of good ideas here that could change the way you run a mush, or a tiny plot. Think about how you'd apply the three examples I gave earlier to the design of a tiny plot, for example. First idea. If it's not fun early on, it won't be fun later. Okay, so you need to make sure the plot is engaging and fun and interesting enough from the start to get players involved. Second idea, who you're playing with is more important than the mechanics. So you need to make sure that players get plenty of interaction and support and can push the plot flow forward when they've got a flow established. The reward is that they get to keep playing together. It also suggests that if you're running a plot over days, weeks, or months, it'd be great to arrange it so that people are playing when they're in the mindset to enjoy it, and not to assume that they will be in that mindset every minute of every day, or whenever you need them to be for your plot. As an aside here, there's a fair amount of interest right now in the design of casual or passive games, I think I've mentioned pmog.com for a good expanding online example of this. The third idea, designed for good players. That means that your goal in running your tiny plot is to spend as much of your time supporting the good players as possible and trying to stay out of their way. The book Things We Think About Games is currently available from Indie Press Revolution or Amazon.com for $20, and we will have links in the show notes. The second book is Play Unsafe: How to Work Less, Play Harder, and Add Stories to Your Game by Graham Walmsley, and it's self-published. In short, this is a book about how to apply the techniques of improvisational theater, particularly those developed by Keith Johnston, to being a role player or a GM. It's organized in 5 chapters: play, build, status, tell stories, and work together. Each features provocative and often counterintuitive advice for how to do great role-playing or storytelling in the moment. For example, one piece of advice in the play chapter is, be obvious. The idea is that by thinking about what the next obvious event or result would be and doing that, you'll have a very good chance of carrying the story forward in a satisfying way. Moreover, what's obvious to you may well look brilliant to the other players. The build chapter focuses on how to build on other players' actions rather than block them, which will be familiar to anyone who's done improv or been taught the yes-let's technique. For example, anyone who was at Elvira's 2007 improv workshop on Mush. The status chapter discusses how stories arise out of status differences between characters and talks about how to play high and low status characters, with a particular focus on tabletop role-playing. I found this the weakest chapter in terms of content, even for tabletop role-playing, and there's lots more that could be developed on this topic for the Mush environment in particular. The Tell Stories chapter, on the other hand, has great advice for role-playing administrators running tiny plots. It has practical suggestions about how to make plots lively without extensive pre-planning, which often leads either to GM frustration when the plans aren't followed, or player frustration when the GM railroads them into following the plans. The final chapter, Work Together, speaks to the goal of cooperative storytelling, helping other players shine, and generally focusing on the group experience rather than one's character's individual selfish advancement. Play Unsafe is currently available from Indie Press Revolution for $9 as a PDF file, $18 as a printed book, or $22 for both. Because the book is much less professionally produced and laid out than Things We Think About Games, I think the PDF is probably a better value for most Mush players and admins who are interested in these ideas. You can buy a book version of Keith Johnstone's stuff with the money you save. And a Mush, a faction, or a plot involving players who have read this book and are trying out these techniques seems like it would be a very exciting and rewarding endeavor. So keep a lookout for that. And that's it for now. Music for this episode of Tiny Talk comes from Stidiac, from the Feelings album, Jamendo.com. If you're downloading this directly from the web, you can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Tiny Talk is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, so you're welcome to share it as is, just don't sell it. Show notes for Tiny Talk are at community.penmush.org. If you have comments, mushing questions you'd like answered, or suggestions for future shows, send email to tinytalk@javelin.penmush.org or leave a voicemail at 206-333-1542. Until next time, keep the text flowing.